As cameras clicked, US artist Max Cole shook hands with Pope Benedict. The two stood in front of the painting she submitted to the Vatican's exhibit of contemporary art.
I thank you very much for embracing the spirit of art and the artist.
Thank you so much for all that.
Max Cole was born 75 years ago in the Midwestern state of Kansas. She's one of 60 artists whose work is in the exhibit. Most are European. A second American, photographer Jackie Nickerson, is also in the show. The artists were selected by the Vatican and asked to reflect in a special artwork on a particular theme. Richard Rouse helped organise the show. He works for the Pontifical Council for Culture, the Vatican body behind the exhibit.
The theme is the splendour of the truth and the beauty of charity. And about 3 months ago, we asked these 60 artists to reflect on this theme. And some of them asked for a bit of a dialogue and a conversation. And so we sent some of the texts that the Holy Father has written on this theme.
In addition to painting, sculpture and jewellery, the exhibit features photographs, poems and music. Estonian composer Arvo Pärt's submission is a rendition of the Lord's Prayer. It's part of the Vatican's bid to reconcile with contemporary art. The Vatican was once the world's most important art patron. In the 16th century, Pope Julius II commissioned Michelangelo to paint the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. Raphael was hired to paint the Pope's portrait. But in recent centuries, art and the Roman Catholic Church have gone their separate ways. The secular world, governments, foundations, collectors and museums have taken over as patrons. Plus, contemporary artists have often used religious symbols to provoke rather than to inspire. The Vatican show has received mixed reviews. Ludovico Pratesi is an art critic for La Repubblica, a daily newspaper in Rome.
If really the Vatican wants to deal and wants to have a dialogue with international audience of contemporary art, maybe we have to do something more carefully on the real range of international artists in the world.
But independent curator Sergio Risoliti is more forgiving. At least, he says, the church is trying to engage with artists.
It is not entirely experimental, but you have to understand that it is the church. It's not a museum of contemporary art.
In any case, Max Cole is grateful.
And I think that Pope Benedict is extraordinary in his welcome hand. It's much appreciated.
Her entry, an acrylic on linen called Salt Flat, features horizontal lines cross-hatched with intricate strokes. The stripes seem to vibrate, giving the impression of a dry, salty lake bed shimmering under a blazing sun. She says her paintings are inspired by the harmony in nature.
In a sense, they became very ritualistic, and they're a little bit like prayer or a rosary or Eastern meditation.
Max Cole's paintings are in collections around the world, and now she's at the Vatican. Her painting and the work of 59 other living artists are on view at the Paul VI Assembly Hall at the Holy See until September the 4th. For Voice of America News, I'm Jean DiMarino in Rome.